if you wouldn't mind starting us off, if there are any injury updates.
No, nothing, nothing too special. Alexete is back, also back in the mix. He got some slight muscle problems, so we'll have a late test today. But otherwise, so everyone seems to be all right after the last game. So nothing too special.
A positive result in the last game. Perhaps it could have even been better. So what's the mood been like then around the squad?
Well, to be honest, in the evening we were a bit disappointed because we all got the feeling, so it's the performance was definitely good enough to earn 3 points, and especially because of the chances we actually deserved to win this game. But there was also nothing to be too down or too annoyed, because we can't accuse ourselves too much. It was not due to anyhow sloppy finishes or being not that focused. It was more like due to, yeah, I would say really at times world-class Bernd Leno, and also some tough decisions to take during this game with the VAR decisions. But in general, then even the day after was only much better, because out of this game we can of course take lots of confidence and lots of self-belief, and in general, so out of the last two games at Goodison Park and at home against Arsenal, 4 points, it's definitely good. So if we can go for the on with this average and happy days, but in general, so we'll travel in a good mood.
And you mentioned those last two results, obviously the win at home against Man City as well. It's showing that, you know, the confidence must be growing to show that you can actually compete at this level.
Yes, but we knew this more or less from the start, because in each and every game we showed that we are competitive. We had, of course, in the beginning of the season, it's quite normal. So as a newly promoted side, you have to adapt a bit, but we had also big problems because of many injuries. So the situation is much better. Meanwhile, that doesn't mean that from now on we'll win points in each and every game, but we definitely have a chance in each and every game to win points. And for that, yeah, we are all more or less in a really good mood.
And I know you kept saying when the results weren't going well that things can change very quickly, but they obviously needed to change. And all of a sudden, two games later, 4 points, and suddenly it's a completely different outlook.
Yes, it can change in both directions. So it's always the same on this level. Yeah, if you lose the next game, then the world goes down. If you win a game, then it seems like we can compete for the position in the European competition. So we're not too carried away of our last performance. Of course, we can be confident and also pleased with this, but we know it's a long road, and it doesn't. We are at this moment, at this stage, not too addicted to the league position too much or whatever. Of course, when it's game day 36 or whatever, you have to have a look on the table. But during this period, so the main period of the season, the most important thing is to go into each and every game highly motivated to win a game, and if it's not possible, then at least not to lose it, and to try to gain points in each and every game. So the games are coming thick and fast, and for that, it's more like play game after game and try to always to be at your best in order to win some points.
And I know you said that it wasn't a problem for you, Timo, not scoring, or it wasn't a problem for him, but obviously him scoring is better for everyone, really, now that he's managed to get back, finally back in the net.
Yes, of course, it's always good for the confidence for the mood of my offensive players when they are capable to score, and also for Timo, he's an experienced guy, so he doesn't get nervous when he's not scoring, but even in this game you felt it meant a lot to him that he was able to score. And in general, so we have many striker goals so far. So in the last two games, Dennis Rebini delivered, Timo right now delivered. Yeah, it's good to know this, that our strikers are capable to score. And also Todd Cantwell already with 4 goals, so for a winger on this level is also not too bad, and we know that we can score goals, and it's a good feeling.
And there's Todd Cantwell. Kenny McLean also had a really good game, and I know you say that they knew that they'd be able to compete at this level, but there's one thing, saying it and then actually being able to do it makes a big difference.
Yes, there's no replacement for wins. It's always important for the mood and also for the confidence, and yeah, for that it's quite important, even such a game, that we are there also with a top class performance, not only with winning this point anyhow with lots of luck, and Arsenal would hit the crossbar 10 times and we are then perhaps there with a 4 times deflected strike anyhow out of 50 yards and score a goal. It's more like also the amount of chances we were able to create, also out of many different topics. We were top class in counter attacks, but also we were able to create chances out of really, really good combination play, out of set plays. So it's more like out of all topics in football, we were and looked pretty dangerous, and it's a good feeling. But it's also up to us to bring this on a weekly basis, or at the moment during the festive period, we mean nearly on a daily basis, and that's what we're trying to do.
And after such a good performance. How do you get the players to reset, particularly with it being so quickly?
Yeah, it's important to recreate and to recover smart and to invest everything. So during this period, it's quite important also to invest a lot in recovery, also to be always there to sleep enough, to be there with good nutrition. So all the small details. So it's not like the most important thing in the world, but 1 or 2% on this level can be important. And for that, I don't want to hear any moonings or excuses for okay, one day less for recovery, or perhaps the tough travel or whatever. It's more like, no, we go into the next game and are greedy to repeat again a good performance and hopefully also a good result.
But, and of course, having played in the Championship last year, you're much more used to such back-to-back games, more than maybe a Premier League side. So do you think that might give you a little bit of advantage over Southampton in that sense?
I don't think so. It's just the first week. Perhaps in the end of the month, it helps a bit when we are used to play all 3 days. So for that, it's not a big difference, but it's more like more or less like the first time since weeks that they have to play, more or less 3 games within 1 week. But it is also like the last game of Southampton was on Saturday, so also for them it's a professional team, so enough time to recover. And for that, I don't think it's in this game an advantage. Perhaps in the end of the month, it helps us a bit, but I wouldn't interpret too much into this right now. At this stage.
And just lastly, they got their first home win of the season at the weekend. Could have been better timing for you guys to have to go there after they fresh up their first game.
Yes, but we can't change it. So right now, so 4 points out of the last 2 games, they're also and will be desperate to build some momentum, especially in the home game right now, also against a newly promoted side anyhow. So of course, they will be greedy to be there, and they are a bit on up and want to use this, and we are prepared that they will try to play pretty highly motivated and also pretty aggressive and really desperate in order to be there with a good result. It's anyway a pretty good pressing team, and their pressing is really well structured and really really good even on this level. And we know that we have to find some answers, but that's what we're trying to do. Thanks a lot.
Daniel, is it possible just to get an update on Grant Hanley? I know you didn't want to put a timeline on it.
Yeah. Still not in team training. He won't return, even not during this week. I hope then as soon as possible. But the first step for him is to join us during team training. It's a bit tricky also, if I'm honest, during this week, because we nearly don't have any session altogether, because it's more like even yesterday was a bit split in two groups. So the players who had lots of load in the last game were more like on recovery session. The other guys more like with a proper, a bit more intense session today, just a light session for all of the group. But he was not able to return so far. It will be tricky also during this week. I hope then as soon as possible, perhaps at any point during the next week, but we have to wait how it develops.
And Dermot, again, just an update, are we still looking at January before we see him again?
Yeah, so that's at least the plan. So if it goes quicker, it would be nice. But even if he perhaps returns back to team training in the end of December, whatever, I don't expect him then immediately after 1 day to be fit for a game, because when you can do this when you're ill or perhaps out for 10 days or whatever, but he was then will then be out for several weeks, and for that we just think that he will be back at any point during January.
Touched on there about it, quite unusual in the Premier League, but something you're used to in the Championship, the turnover of games in a short period of time. And as you rightly say, Christmas is always a busy spell. But it doesn't sound like you're at the stage now where you're starting to think about needing to rotate a little bit and protect certain players. Is that fair to say? Because obviously you're coming off the back of 2 games unbeaten. You only made the 1 change.
Mm-hmm.
So are you more tilted towards you've got a settled side now and trying to go that route?
That's right. So in general, my feeling is it's not necessary just because it's the first week where we have this perhaps even bigger load to think about to rotate too much. It's just important more like to think about, okay, if there are perhaps tactical necessities to bring some other players in. And the second thing, you also have a bit to think about. We have had also several players who were not used to play really on a all 3 days, or just coming back from a bit like a long-term injury. We have to be a bit careful with them. For example, I think about Tom Tribal or Neil Hernandez, for example, who were out for two or three months, and we have to be a bit careful with this. Let's for example also with Christoph Zimmermann, so also he was out for such a long time. So in general, it's more like we're not tempted to rotate too much, but I think we also have to have some late decisions with these guys. So for example, Sam Byram, he hardly didn't play a game in last season, and we also have to be a bit careful with him, for example. And it's more like there will be some late decisions, and we will also watch the physical data. It's more like if they seem to be recovered or not, because we have to be smart, because on this level, in order to be competitive, you also have to invest a lot into this games, from the mental side but also from the physical side. What we invest and the physical workload right now on Premier League level is even higher than on Championship level, because the quality of the teams are better for that. It's not like we will deny rotation at this moment completely, but I don't think it's necessary to rotate on 6 or 7 positions. Perhaps it will differ a bit, like when we have this 2 games within 3 days or whatever, from Boxing Day and then the 28th against Tottenham. But on this stage, it's more like to take care, more like and have decisions more like in each and every individual situation.
In terms of 2 unbeaten, that's the first time you've done that in the Premier League
Yes.
this season. Does it feel like a corner turn now? You've obviously got the injured players back now. Mm. Or is that a little bit too early to say that? You need to go further on, as you said.
Yes, perhaps a bit too early to say we are on an unbeaten run right now with 2 games, but in general we enjoy it. It's good. So to have 4 points out of the last 2 games is quite good, and we want to build on this. So it's more like it's always good to try to get into this run a little bit, and on this level you can't expect that you win each and every game, and if you can't win a game, then to have this mentality, okay, at least we want to get at least 1 point and we want to stay unbeaten. It's good for the table, but also good for the mood and for the confidence, and for that, of course, we are greedy to be there with a good performance tomorrow, but also try to extend a bit also our unbeaten run. Yes.
Talking of tomorrow, that was their first win, I think, in the Premier League at home this season, Southampton. We all know that they got heavily beaten by Leicester. I mean, do you feel that there's still maybe a little bit of frailty about them, because you know what it's like? Well, maybe you don't know. I don't know if you've ever been on the end of a 9-0, but as a group of players, there must still be a lot of self-doubt, I'd imagine, even though they picked up 4 points in the last 2 games.
Yes, but the mood in football changes quick, and they have also top-class players without any doubt. And the claim of the club is of course for Southampton not like just to fight against relegation. So it's more like it's a top club who has developed a lot over the last decade, I would say. And it's more like their claim will also be like they have a proper group of players to be in better positions, and they know they have the potential to do. They are in a bit also difficult situation, but sometimes it happens in football. So I think in this 9-0, so Leicester is also on a decent run. There was a pretty quick and early red card, and sometimes football games develop then into this direction. And it's more like my feeling is they try to build some momentum at the moment, 4 points out of the last 2 games, and the confidence sometimes comes back pretty quick, and we are prepared. It will be an intense game for us, also a difficult game, and we are respectful, but also still confident, because we know, so when we are good in our topics, we will also have a chance at Southampton, definitely.
But as you say, because one home win in 9, they've come off the back of that, as an away team setting up there, you could imagine, and is it something you might factor in, that the crowd could turn a little bit? And obviously, as you rightly say, their ambitions would be to be a lot higher where they are on the table. So is that something you could use if you obviously start well and stay in the game?
Yes, so my feeling is in general, after the last win, is also a bit of a relief anyhow, and I think the start, they will start pretty aggressive and intense, and I think especially in the beginning the crowd will be there absolutely supporting. Yeah, of course, if at any point during the game we are 7-0 in lead, I think they will go after them, but if I'm really honest, so with all respect to my players, I don't expect us to be 7-0 up at any point. I would take it definitely without any doubt, so I wouldn't deny it, but I think it will be a close game also till the end. And you know, also I think Southampton, they have fantastic supporters, and they know, okay, in a bit tricky situation it's also important to be there for the players, and when you're then unhappy, you can you can perhaps moon a bit after the last whistle of the game or anyhow. So then that's the moment. But I think even during the game there will be lots of support, and you could also feel it, for example, against the last game against Watford. So during the whole game the supporters were there and tried to push them forward. So I don't think at any point we will have an advantage that we have an away game. So we have to be focused and concentrate from the first to the last second. And yeah, hopefully we can calm the crowd a bit down with a good start and also with a good game. But I don't think in general it's that the players of Southampton will be too nervous or anyhow too much self-doubting. And I think and expect a really difficult game also for us.
Just a couple more from me. Mm-hmm. Talking of Watford before the game here, 2 or 3 weeks back, inevitably there was a lot of talk about this is a bigger game than just 3 points because the two teams are a similar part of the table. You were quick to downplay that. Would you say the same applies tomorrow?
Yes, definitely, because the Watford game is for me really like a brilliant example for this, because several people made so much out of this Watford game. It's more like was like a final against relegation or whatever, and we lost this game, and of course the mood was unbelievable down for 1 or 2 days, and right now just a few weeks after this, so we are several points clear, and the next manager in Watford was sacked. So it's like I said, so it, at this moment it doesn't mean too much, so it's more like if this is a game on the 36th game day, then it's a massive and a huge game. At this moment it's just too early to predict. Yeah, for example Southampton, yeah, they have the potential at any point during the season to be there with perhaps 5 or 6 wins in a row, and they're immediately back in the competition for Europe. And the other team who is right now in a brilliant position, they might lose 5 or 6 games in a row, and they are then in the mix for the relegation battle. It's really too early to judge if really Southampton is one of our competitors in the relegation battle. So if it would be the 36th game day, then definitely. But at this moment, it's an important game because each and every point counts, and of course important 3 points in this game, but it's not like a final, and I wouldn't interpretate too much into this game. But it doesn't take anything away that we are still greedy to win some points in this game.
Just final one, away from the league, draw for the cup last night, what was your reaction to that? Not a great one in terms of travel, but Preston away.
Yeah, also tough one. So it's more like it's for me. It's really, of course when you play Liverpool or Man City, perhaps, and even you would say, okay, it's even a bigger task. But on the other hand, a really top class Championship side in a home game when they are highly motivated, it's always a tough draw, because everyone expects, okay, the Premier League side is more like perhaps a favorite anyhow, but it's not a big difference in when you play then an away game against a side who is full of confidence and also in a top position in the Championship. So we know it's a tough draw, but thank God it's also a bit away till we play this game. So I think 7 or 8 games to go till we play this, and we can be a bit worried about this game then in a few weeks, because it will be definitely a difficult task. But we can't change it. So and for that, even in this game, we will be highly motivated to go into the next round. Yes.
Have you come across Ralph Hasenhüttl before?
We didn't play against each other, so met him right now was on the manager's meeting, for example, and he's definitely a nice guy and was also pretty successful during his time in Germany. It's always nice to meet Ralph, and good to have a short chat with him. Yes.
How do you think he's done? He's inherited a team that sold its best players a long time ago, it seems, isn't it, Southampton? They produce all these young players and they always go.
Yeah, in general, my feeling is Southampton is a great club, and they've gone a fantastic way with also like counting a lot on their academy and bringing many, many young players out, and also trying to be there for a special philosophy of playing and working within the club. And yeah, it's a great task also for Ralf to lead this really fantastic club in this moment. And of course, he's a nice guy. Fingers are definitely crossed for him. But of course, it doesn't take anything away that tomorrow we want to be successful.
You mentioned earlier about wanting your players to get sleep. Is that something you can actually ever control, how much rest they get?
No. So I don't believe to be anyhow too much in control or something like this, or to be too strict. But it's more like to speak about a few topics that on this level and during this period, during this really busy period, it's a point to be unbelievably professional. Perhaps even more like in a normal week when you play all 3 days, or we'll have, for example, Boxing Day, we play the 26th and the 28th. It's more like you have to be unbelievable professional in also in your nutrition and what you're doing at home and your concentration, also in your that you sleep enough. It's quite important. So it's perhaps not the most important thing in the world, but it's always about this 1 or 2%, and 1 or 2% can make a big difference. And we're working so much in details and try to work on each and every topic, and also in the preparation of the opponent. And we always speak about, okay, come on, be unbelievably professional. We offer everything what they need in order to support their sleep, for example, also to support their nutrition. We provide all the information and give them so much support. But then totally up to the player. So if they're not interested and if they leave the training ground one minute later they try to find a McDonald's station or whatever, so it's you can't control them and send the police after them. So it's more like, but I trust my players, and I think they know exactly. So there is also sometimes time for McDonald's, so without any doubt it's great to have McDonald's, but it's perhaps not the best way to drink 4 milkshakes 3 hours before a game or something like this. To be professional is quite important.
Does it show how tough the Premier League is that you won't be coming up against Angus tomorrow? I assume, obviously, because he had a sort of tough time, didn't he, earlier in this season?
Yes, definitely. It says a lot about the quality of the squads on this level, because Angus, without any doubt, is a fantastic goalkeeper, and he's done unbelievably well for us. And yeah, of course, on this level, sometimes you have to accept. Yeah, it was a bit difficult start, and then the head coach had the decision to change a bit. And I think, especially on the goalkeeper position, they are pretty strong, and they've done really really well. And for that, it's of course perhaps then sometimes also tough for a player. But even when I think about my squad, so it's of course there are some players who also have the claim to start in each of the game, but they have to accept that they have to wait sometimes. And on this level, when you want to be a squad member on this level, you have to accept sometimes that there are times when you're not picked, and then it's up to deliver on the training pitch and be professional and keep going. And then on the mid and long term, you will always get what you invest. That's I'm a deep believer of that.
Brilliant. The one thing Southampton did do against Watford is come from behind to win a game, and so far most of your games have kind of been defined by the first goal, certainly in terms of the I know that happens a lot in football, and obviously it has a huge impact, but is there anything you can do at this level, or that you can coach to try and give you the best opportunity to get yourself ahead in the game? Because I would just, like at Everton, I suppose, I can imagine that being a very important factor tomorrow.
Yes, so in general, it always helps on this session and on this level to go and lead. I would not fight against if we are able to come back as well. But I would also take if from now on we are always in lead and never behind. So for that, it's quite important. So in general, it's always important to find a good basement and a good balance. I would say, in order to be defensively unbelievably solid, but also then able to create chances, and of course, and then to be effective in order to be also awake to use your first chance, for example, and also like not even sometimes out of a difficult finishing situation. So also to be really fully committed and fully convinced that you score. It's also important. It's not like we have to create 7 1-against-1 chances against a goalkeeper in order to score or whatever. So on this level, you can't do this that often. So it's quite important to be really switched on even from the first second, because you never know when such a big chance is coming. And it's not like, okay, come on, we start into the game and let's see how it develops. So to be really focused from the first second is a topic we speak a lot. Yes.
Yeah,